I don't think that fooled anyone into thinking Ken Wiley's show had begun an hour early, but that was Cottontail, but in an arrangement by Bob Hammer and played by the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble from the album The Wheels Are Turning. Bob Hammer's arrangement of Cottontail featured solos by Bobby Medina on trumpet and Mike West on tenor saxophone and Bill Anthony on trombone. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. We're going to be skipping around today, playing some old recordings and some new ones, including some going back as far as the 60s, but all made in Seattle music. Jay Thomas has a wonderful recording with Oliver Grunewald, Newnet. Jay is featured resident artist with the Earshot Jazz Festival going on currently. He's being featured in a number of different settings. Here, he's heard with the 10-11-piece band led by Oliver Grunewald, his arrangement. This is a Chick Corea tune featuring Jay on flugelhorn. It opens, however, with some beautiful piano work from John Hansen. This is October Ballad.
Thank you.
Hadley Kalaman and Pete Chrisleib featured together there in a recording which was made in 2009, 10 years ago, with Bill Anschel on piano and composer of that piece called Little Dex. Chuck Dierdorf was on bass and John Bishop on drums. Little Dex was a nickname pinned on Hadley Kalaman back in the day in Los Angeles when he was following around Dexter Gordon and trying to cop his sound. But he said he wasn't tall enough. Little Dex, Bill Anschel's composition, Hadley Kalaman and Pete Chrisleib on tenor saxes. Before that, Jay Thomas on flugelhorn, heard there with Oliver Grunewald's arrangement of a Chick Corea tune titled October Ballad. John Hansen was the pianist who was featured prominently there. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. Jay Thomas is the 2019 Earshot Festival resident artist, and he's been appearing in a number of different guises with the Roosevelt Jazz Band, and last Wednesday, Jay Thomas and the East-West Alliance played at the Town Hall Forum, and we're happy to be there. Got some of the things on the jazz calendar, including Earshot Festival appearances tonight. Casa Overall, a Garfield High School graduate who's been away for some time, is back in town with Sullivan Fortner, wonderful pianist, tonight at the Langston Hughes Performing Arts Center. And vibist Sasha Berliner is playing at the Royal Room. She's a 21-year-old out of San Francisco and just a wonderful player. On Monday night in Olympia, Encanto plays at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia. And Tuesday, Mambo Cocktail Hour with Elspeth Savani will be at the Triple Door Musicarium at 5. Also Tuesday, Avishai Cohen, the trumpet-playing sibling of the Cohen family, will be leading a quartet at the Seattle Art Museum. Wednesday, Egberto Gismonti, the great Brazilian composer, pianist, guitarist, fantastic musician, will be performing at Town Hall, part of the Earshot Festival, while Eric Rivas, Benny Maupin, and Nasheed Waits will be at Langston Hughes. The Overton Berry Trio will be playing at Jazz Alley. This is billed as kind of a farewell appearance by Overton Berry, and it's, I believe, a sold-out show. Charlie Porter, great trumpet player out of Portland, is going to be performing at the Whatcom Jazz Music and Arts Center at Sylvia Center in Bellingham on Wednesday night. Thursday, the silent film The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari will be presented with live music by Wayne Horvitz at the Royal Room, the annual Halloween treat there. Marina Albero Trio will be playing at Vito's. Jacqueline Tabor will be doing her Nancy Wilson tribute at Egan's on Friday night. Jovino Santos Neto at Vito's, and an exciting big band out of Belgium called the Flat Earth Society, an 18-piece band playing as part of the Earshot Festival at Town Hall. And Saturday, Seattle Jazz Showcase with Bill Anschel, Lavon Hardison, Joe Doria, Cole Schuster, and Tariq Abuzid will be performing at the Town Hall Forum in a Seattle Jazz Showcase as part of the Earshot Festival. Charlie Porter's quintet will be having an album release party in Seattle at Vermilion, and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra continues their 25th anniversary season with a performance at Benaroya Hall playing music of the Harlem Renaissance. And they'll also be repeating that concert Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at Kirkland Performance Center. For more information, see the KNKX calendar and also very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org, where you'll also find the complete calendar for the Earshot Jazz Festival. We're going to reach way back for this next one, another two-tenor team that comes from a live broadcast I produced in 1962. This album is coming out very shortly for Record Store Day at the end of November. It's a real cooker. The tempos here are blazing, and this pair is so tight. Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis are the two tenor saxophonists, and this comes from a live broadcast we conducted from the penthouse at First and Cherry in Seattle in the 60s. Joining Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis are Horace Parlin on piano, Buddy Catlett on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Here's their take on Blues Up and Down. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Jessica Williams at the piano, her distinctive style. She was recorded in performance at the Jazz Alley back in 1998 and 99 for this album. It's Jessica's Time was the name of the album. The tune, The Chic, was composed by Jessica and named for and inspired by her musical compatriot in Portland, Leroy Vinegar. Before that, another live-on-location recording, which comes from some live broadcasts I was doing in the 60s from the Penthouse in Pioneer Square. Practically all the jazz greats in the 60s played at the Penthouse. In this case, it was Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis, two tenor saxophonists at a blazing tempo in a tune called Blues Up and Down by Gene Ammons and Sonny Stitt, another pair of famous dueling tenor sax players. Johnny Griffin and Lockjaw Davis were joined here by Horace Parlin on piano, Buddy Catlett on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. I think it was essentially Lockjaw Davis's group with Johnny Griffin added. Anyhow, the album is coming out at the end of November, and you have a preview of it there with Johnny Griffin and Lockjaw Davis. It's called Ow, Live at the Penthouse, and it'll be on the Reel to Reel label, which is an archival label run by Corey Weeds out of Vancouver. Watch for that. That's coming out on Record Store Day. A limited edition LP, vinyl. A little bit later, I think the compact disc will be coming along. Both of them include very detailed booklet with interviews and pictures and so on. So watch for that. Ow, Johnny Griffin and Lockjaw Davis live at the Penthouse. Jazz Northwest comes your way every Sunday afternoon here on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the jazz scene around Seattle. Next is a brand new one from singer Kelly Johnson, joined here by John Hansen on piano, Michael Glenn on bass, and Kendrick Scott on drums. Great song by Leonard Bernstein.
The time all gone to, haven't done half the things we want to. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time. This day was just a token to. Many words are still unspoken. Oh, oh well, we'll catch up some other time. Just when the fun is starting, comes the time for parting. But let's be glad for what we've had and what's to come. There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Catch up some other time. when the fun is starting, comes the time for parting. But let's be glad for what we've had and what's to come. There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. We'll catch.
That's the Edmonton, Alberta alto saxophonist P.J. Perry playing in a duet with Bill Mays at the piano from a new album titled This Quiet Room, which was recorded at a private home in Vancouver, B.C. P.J. Perry featuring Bill Mays, This Quiet Room is the name of the CD, and the tune by Charlie Parker, Laird Baird, named for Charlie Parker's son. Kelly Johnson, the singer before that, with John Hanson piano, Michael Glenn bass, and Kendrick Scott on drums in this case, Some Other Time by Leonard Bernstein. That's from Kelly's new album, Something Good. Jazz Northwest comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time here on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene. Next week, Jacqueline Tabor is going to be doing her Nancy Wilson tribute at Egan's Ballard Jam House in Ballard. Here's music from Jacqueline Tabor's album, Lady in the Gown. She's joined here by Greg Feingold on bass, Max Holmberg on drums, and Cole Schuster on guitar for a surprisingly up-tempo version of Autumn Leaves. The October winds are whipping them off the big red oak in front of my house.
The falling leaves drip by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see that face and I feel those summer kisses with those sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, yes, my days grow long. Soon I'll hear that old winter song. But I miss you most of all, darling, when the autumn leaves, when the pretty leaves, when the golden leaves, when the falling leaves, they drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see that face, I feel those summer kisses with those sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, yes, my days grow long. Soon I'll hear that old winter song. But I miss you most of all, darling, when the autumn leaves begin to fall. Falling leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see that face and I feel those summer kisses with those sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, yes, my days grow long. Soon I'll hear that old winter song. Baby, I miss you most of all, darling, when the autumn leaves begin to fall. When the autumn leaves, baby, begin to fall. When the autumn leaves, they begin to fall.
Alberto Gismonti on guitar, one of two guitarists on that album, his composition titled Bianca. Alberto Gismonti, Brazilian composer, pianist, and guitarist, in concert on Wednesday as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival, currently in progress. Before Gismonti, we were listening to The Lady in the Gown. That was Jacqueline Tabor doing that very up-tempo version of Autumn Leaves. She has a couple of appearances coming up next weekend, Friday night at Egan's Ballard Jam House doing a Nancy Wilson tribute, and then Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in Jazz of the Harlem Renaissance, Saturday night at Benaroya Hall, Sunday afternoon at Kirkland Performance Center. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed the music here with us. We'll be back again next weekend at this same time with more. We also have a podcast available, and you can stream it anytime at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.